Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Maxie, what kind of reaction are you hearing on the youth sports decision from the governor's office yesterday?
Confused, you know, trying to figure out how this all plays out, phase one, phase two, etc. You've got some... You got some stuff going on. You got the club baseball teams. They're going to make a real tough, a real hard bid, I think, to try to get baseball back. And some think that they're another recruiting players from the associations of different city associations. When the city associations are saying, "Hey, we're just hang tight because we might have something for you." In other words, some of the associations that don't know if they'll have a true travel season could easily configure something within some kind of a house league or something for their kids to play, or maybe maybe eventually they just form some kind of a schedule with adjoining communities, etc. So there's a lot of confusion still on it. It does look like they'll be able to work out some small groups, that kind of thing, not short of competition right now, and go from there. But there's training going on there right now. There's training going on. I was at a football workout the other day, again, small groups, and they're conscious of social distancing, etc. But they're moving kids in the right direction. I think you'll see more and more of that. That's really all you can do right now, small group kind of stuff, and eventually maybe you'll be able to compete, but all of a sudden you're going to get into June here too, and you're going to have to start making some tough decisions on the fall sports for the high school team. So the youth sports is governed by one thing, but the fall sports become high school sports, and I don't know where that's going to head right now. I suppose they'll be able to kind of watch this and take the temperature on it, but as this thing moves on into June and early July, they're going to have to make some real tough decisions on that.
Meanwhile, the NFL working on a helmet face guard, Maxie, that might provide the same protection as a surgical mask. Apparently, they're working with Oakley and testing prototypes.
Yeah, and the NFL has, they can always be leaders, and they're obviously, because of their profile and because there's so much money involved, whether it's, people forgot about, their biggest issue, the concussions, but that also allows them to invest a lot of money in concussion research, which helps all sports and everybody that, could be prone to concussion, which is all of us, and it's the same with this now. They partner with Oakley, and they try to figure out, is there a way to get a foolproof mask in there that you can also breathe comfortably in while you're competing? And obviously that's a tall order, but you've got some of the best minds in the country working on it, and you've got great R&D, and you've got all those things. And if they can get to a point where they feel safe with it, and players feel safe with it, most importantly, that's a game changer for them, literally. So those are the kinds of that's the kind of research and whatnot. And the great thing about Major League Sports is, particular baseball, football, and basketball, is they're flush with money. They got a lot of cash sitting on the side to get through this thing, to research things, and obviously they're incentivized to keep it going because they have been so successful financially. But some of the things that they can research, develop, and maybe find answers to would help the entire country, not just their sports.
Let me ask you about Ohio State's AD saying that he thinks football games can be played in his stadium. By the way, they seat 105,000 in there, but he thinks they can get 20,000 to 30,000 fans in the stands. Has Minnesota discussed this conversation at all?
Not that I know, but I'm sure everybody has had, you know, conversations like that. I mean, you're going out there with, just trying to figure out how many people, it's a little bit complicated because, if a group of eight people that all want to be together, want to sit here, then do they all sit together? And then there's 6 feet before the next group. So you can't really, forecast it. And it's not like one person and then 6 feet per, you separate each person by 6 feet. But with 105,000, you've been there, Dave, you can do some things. And so I would think at this point what they're really doing is they're saying, hey, 20,000 in ticket sales is better than zero in ticket sales. Somebody cheering is better than nobody cheering, because that ticket revenue really is a big part of, not just for Ohio State, for everybody, a big part of their budget. You try to figure something out. So if you did the math of the Gophers then, and you just said, well, they're not even half as big as that stadium, so, you know, maybe they get 10,000 and something like that. So, again, not ideal, but at this point you'd take anything.
When you come back at 8:40, I want to ask you about the NBA because I see they came up with a couple of multiple return-to-play scenarios. So at 8:40, we'll talk about that, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
He's a great one. Mike Max. You can see him on WCCO-TV and hear him tonight at 6:30 in Sports to the Max on WCCO's Morning News. We continue next with the Archbishop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.